Hi, everybody. Well, today is Friday. This is Creation Lightship Healing, and our show is the show about paranormal stuff. So if you have any paranormal situations, you may want to give us a little testimonial or something. And let's clear the date today. Today is October 20th, 2017. And so we got a couple 20s in there, so let's clear the 20s, and then we'll clear the 10, which is half of a 20. So here we go. 20 is cleared. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We'll clear the 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we'll do the whole date. So see if this changes in your body a little bit. Might feel a little freer. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and let's bring up the light beam or beams on your monitor screen to give you peace energy. And here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And if you have a different situation going on or something happening to you, maybe a physical problem or something, think of it now and I can try to get you off that timeline. So you have a little more peace energy there. So here we go, releasing you from that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. We'll now bring Kathy on here. So are you ready, Kathy?
Hi, Ron. Hello, everyone. Yes, I'm ready. And as Ron said, today's date is Friday, October 20th, 2017. And we're on BBS Radio, Station 2, 7 p.m. Pacific Time on Fridays, also on Saturdays. And tonight, Fridays, we call Paranormal Friday because that's when it's a good time to talk about people's strange or creepy situations that can't be explained, and or things they've seen that are just unusually odd and probably involve some alien interference. And this way, Ron can take a look at it, and we can get more insight into it. Also, we can learn which clearings we can utilize to get those energies and cords and negative effects away from us. So, Ron, we've got some emails tonight to send to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And being that it's the Paranormal Friday, someone sent in a little history about an upcoming event this month, Halloween. Can I read a little bit of it to you?
Yeah, that'd be good, yeah.
Okay, this source of this information, by the way, thank you, listener, the source of this Halloween information is Wikipedia. And so I'm mentioning that, so one can look it up for yourself because it's a little bit long to read on the radio, but I did want to mention that what I agree with the listener has observed here, that Halloween is actually a derivative worldwide of a religious type of a holiday or observance, always on the 31st of October. It was considered the evening of the Western Christian feast of All Hallows Day. And Hallows means saints. It's another word for it. And they also included a time to remember the dead, including those saints and martyrs and faithful Christians who had departed the planet. So anyway, there's a lot of ties to religious observations. And the word Halloween now that we use is in a way kind of a disguise, just like Halloween can be itself when you wear, you know, the kind of the activities include wearing a mask or a disguise or a costume, because there's a lot of different traditions that encompass celebration of Halloween if you go all out on it, like it used to be. So if people who listen to Ron for any time understand, or get the awareness that anything we do in this calendar year has a cording or a tie to it. And probably as children, we were heavily involved in Halloween. I know I was. And it's kind of hard to escape that because it seems to be a lot of fun. But actually, what we've learned from listening to Ron is that there are some shocking truths about how religion and rituals are accessed and used by extraterrestrials. So, anyway, thank you, listener, for sending this in. It gives a lot of detail about the background of Halloween and why we do certain things, you know, and some people would go to church, light candles, go to these costume parties. Some of them would tell scary stories or play pranks and turn pumpkins into jack-o'-lanterns. It tells you a lot about why all those things, how all those things came about. And if you participated in any of those things, then you might want to know this. So, Ron, where does it go from here? If we participated in Halloween and now we don't really want to, and we don't really want to remember the dead, and we don't really want to get into a costume or give out candy, we still have a lot of that energy around us, though, anyway, don't we?
Yeah, you're going to have the energy, you know, for each year, you know, since your birth. So it all depends if you, you know, did anything or not on Halloween. I think most people listening probably have. Went out and got their tricks or treats, you know, trick-or-treating. So anyway, there could be something that maybe scared you, one of your, you know, when you're really young, maybe you saw some person dressed up in a skeleton or something, or went to somebody's house and they turned the lights on and their skeleton came out of the front door to give them candy or something, you know, or maybe they had a hand coming up from the side of the porch and grab your foot or something, you know. Anyway, where things happen and, you know, people like to do that. But if you have a situation that kind of you think about now and it kind of haunts you and you know that, you know, now it's like a big joke to you, but at that time it may have been very disturbing. So you still carry that energy with you. So let me release that. But think of your Halloween experience and it could even be one where, you know, you're almost done trick-or-treating, you know, you got your big bag full of candy and somebody three times your age came by and grabbed it out of your hand and ran off with it, you know, which devastated you, you know. But anyway, think of something that's going on that's, you know, can haunt you over again. So let's release that energy. So here we go. Think of your situation. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. So I should feel some peace there. And I guess I'll just turn it back over to you, Kathy.
Well, that does feel kind of peaceful, Ron. It's so true that some of the religious traditions that were started for Halloween, such as lighting candles on graves, bobbing for apples, carving jack-o'-lanterns, gave way to more scary, spooky things and telling scary stories and, you know, places building haunted mansions and trying to scare the heck out of kids with horror films and big, huge costumes that are monstrous, you know. So, yeah, I mean, that's probably a lot to clear. Some of those words and the meaning of the words and All Hallows Eve, All Saints Eve, you know, it's actually, you know, Halloween. Those are all Halloween words. So that's a big thing to clear because of the energies. So thank you so much, Ron, and hopefully that will help some people get a lot of stuff off. So tonight we have a couple paranormal submissions. One of them, Ron, is from a listener from the UK where they had an unusual phenomena there. And he sent a link over to it because it was so unusual. It made it in the news there, and it made quite a stir in the UK, where they don't get a whole lot of sun. But he says that he noticed a weird phenomena there. this is like October 16th. He looked up and saw a bloody orange sun shining brightly through the clouds of a stormy morning. A strong storm was passing close by. People were taking photos of it. It was very ominous. I called it apocalyptic sun and muttered under my breath, what are those aliens up to now?
That's good, yeah.
Yeah, so I'll forward this picture to you because there were quite a lot of headlines about it. Apparently they don't see sun much, and then when they did get it, it was this big orange-reddish thing with a lot of red clouds as well. Big, ugly, dark red clouds. Kind of unusual. I don't think I've seen it like that. And it wasn't a sunset. You know, it was actually bright sun in the morning. Okay, thank you for that submission. So here's another story. A ship cloud program someone saw that they were, last week I was driving out of the city when I saw a fleet of flat-bottom ship clouds with dark fields under them. At first I thought it must be raining, but as I drove under them, there was no rain. But I felt a heavy negative energy coming down. I did the mind-to-heart drop repeatedly as I drove out of this field. I knew what they were doing could not be good. Yeah, she tried to get away. Okay, so feel free to jump in, Ron, if you see any have any comments.
Otherwise, yeah, I could do a clearing for that energy here.
All right.
The person listening, so, or if you had a weird experience, you know, where you saw, you know, alien ship clouds or something, felt an energy pressing on you. So here we go. Let's release the energy from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Okay, that feels pretty good. So I guess back to you, Kathy.
Okay, great. Someone wrote in about the Creation Lightship New Earth. They're doing the command to be on the Creation Lightship New Earth and then doing the Crown Chakra Shutdown. They're finding it to be a powerful 1-2 combo that's worked for them in countless events since doing the two clearings together was recommended on a past show. So combined with the auric field shrink wrap, it is effective at blocking everything from clones to entities and beyond. Doing these three before I go to sleep ensures a very peaceful night. I sleep like a baby. They're thanking you for the effective and powerful tools.
Yeah, that's great. Wonderful. If anybody else out there has or something in their little bag of tricks that they do, you know, with lightship healings, maybe you have a little routine that you do, maybe you do it once a week or something. It'd be neat to, you know, have you just tell us what you do, maybe even daily. Some people already have a bunch of those clearings maybe that you have. And maybe you're just not, you know, using them or doing them, you know, with the unlimited or something. So maybe if somebody could tell you what they're doing, maybe it might help you out. You know, so anyway, we'll see if anybody comments. So thank you.
Ron, if they're doing the command to be on the Creation Lightship New Earth, could they also be doing the Be Here Now at the same time online?
I don't see why not. Yeah, that should be okay.
Okay, so if they wanted to do it online, they could do the Be Here Now, and then the Crown Chakra Disconnect at the same time.
And remember, you have to be out of time to go to the New Earth, so you're gonna have to be in, you know, the peace energy, and that's how you can get there. Otherwise, once you get into mind energy, you know, it won't exist for you. You won't be able to enter into that energy.
Okay, well, maybe that's why they're doing that before they can go to sleep, because they shut down their mind. Well, see, I would add to this to do the mental clearing, because I find that I sleep better if my mind isn't just starting to wander around while my body's trying to rest. So that would be what I would add to this.
Yeah, that does make sense. Some people have anxieties at night, or they start bringing up their issues at the daytime, and then the mind's going rampant, and the body doesn't get any rest because the person's awake. Yeah, good idea.
Okay, all right. So here's the next question for you, Ron. They want to know which clearing to use. I can feel in my head when bad things are being said about me behind my back. I can also feel in my heart when good things are being said about me behind my back. Is this my feeling body or my sensory body? And by the way, go ahead.
Yeah, boy. I'd say it feels more like your sensory. So I would say it'd probably be maybe 40% feeling body and maybe 60% sensory body. Because normally your feeling body is going to work with more of the negative stuff, you're actually sensing something. So it'll be probably more of the sensory body. So I would say do that clearing.
Okay, we'll move on to some other topics. In the last few shows, Ron, you've asked listeners to send in photos and maybe a little bit about their pets. I know when people go on the light ship, they like to call in their name as well as their pet name. And so you've been hearing about pets, too, once in a while. People will write in and ask for healing for their animal or their home baby, their little fur baby. So anyway, some listeners have submitted pictures of their pets and some stories. Here's just two right now. If any more come in, I'll try to catch those. Okay, here's the first one. Hi, Ron. I have used a lot of the Creation Lightship healings on my cat gang, who are all feral rescues. I run the emotional healing before, during, and after vet visits. I also run a space location clearing, sometimes on the address of the veterinary practice. While I am there, I run the video or audio, Help Enslaved Aliens Leave the Earth. That's on your Ron Amatron YouTube channel. I've seen remarkable changes in them over the years. They have gone from super shy and hissing, scratching feral cats, to cuddly, sweet, and purring love bugs. Some even come inside the house, and some sleep the night through the garage or outdoor shelters I made. It's really been incredible to witness. I could not have done this rescue work without the help of the Creation Lightship healings for both my cats and myself. As you can imagine, there have been many emotional events that I've had to clear. I've used timeline crashing to help recover three of the cats when they went missing, and I've run the free animal counting healings that you provided on audio on all the cats whenever I can. I've run the environmental imbalance timeline crash to help with disruption from neighbors, dogs, and also it seems to help when there are ticks or fleas around. And Ron, this is a downloaded attachment she sent. It shows... you've got to see this, Ron. Looks like she made a special collage for you. It shows six cats. These are the ones she's talking about. And they're great pictures. That's all-color collage. I'll read the cats' names. Yeah.
Yeah, Sputnik. Wonderful. Yeah, I asked for people to send their cats in or dogs, you know, the pets in, so we can you know, had like a Creation Lightship, you know,
gallery.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you. Of all the different cats and dogs, you know.
Yeah, so. I think it's going to turn into that. Well, looking at this very first submission, it's just beautiful. She did a great job. There's a cat name. She even labeled all the names of the cats: Sputnik, Stripey, Mama, Stixie, Marilyn, and Star. There, maybe they're
great.
Listening and they heard their name.
That's great. Yeah. So we have, as you were bringing that up about the cats, there's a goose out there. I'm seeing a white goose that needs some help. It just came in, you know, to maybe somebody out there, you know, has a goose in their yard or something. I don't know, but anyway, so I don't normally get stuff like this, but it's really, really present here. So I'm going to do a healing on the goose. I don't know what the problem is, and it's either a wing or a foot problem, but we'll just take it up to the light ship. So if you have a goose around or you have one of your pets or animals that could use some assistance right now, we'll connect with them right now. Just think of them, of what they might need, and we'll take them to the light ship now. So we'll do a little maybe 5-minute session here, and we'll take everybody else up. And if you're able to sense the energies, you can actually be where the pets and animals go, which will be a different location on the light ship, and you're going to be able to see them being worked with if you have that availability and that sense of doing that. If not, you may just feel some wonderful energy coming your way. So here we go. We're going to go up right now, everybody. So this is our paranormal night, but we're going to the light ship for pet healing and animal healing. So here we go. And you may have seen something. Maybe you were driving your car, you know, half a week ago, and you saw, you know, maybe a horse that didn't look too well on the side of the road, you know, in somebody's yard or something, or, you know, something was having troubles, some animal. Just think of them right now, too. We'll take them right up for you. Doesn't have to be your own. So here we go. It's just ones that you have seen. I'm not talking about something that you saw on the internet where you want to bring a million things up, you know. I can't do that. But this is just ones that are more personal to you. So here we go, going up. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And you're up there now, along with these pets and animals. We're going into, I guess, the animal ward room. And you're able to maybe see if you can. And we got probably more cats than we do dogs than anything else. There's some horses there. There's a pig in there. I see a pig. And somebody actually has wanted to have I don't know if it's an alligator or a crocodile, but that's up there. So there's a lot of people listening. So anyway, this is just to help these animals to, you know, get well. So here we go. We're going to do some healing on them. So just kind of watch, and here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And you may even see the light beings doing procedures on them right now. And taking away their stuff, doing some, I guess, for lack of a better word, repairs. Bringing them back into wellness here. And they're also having some emotional traumas released from them. And remember, they're in communication with the light beings, so they do communicate with animals. So here we go. And it's taking away some of their fears and traumas right now. So if you brought your pet up, you might see a difference maybe tomorrow. It'll be instant for you and for the pet, but maybe it may take a day, you know, by the time you wake up and you see your animal. Maybe you have a cat or something that's up there, and you know, probably see it respond a little differently, and won't be, you know, in fear as much or pain. So here we go, still working on them. And see some dogs up there right now, and working on the dogs here. Looks like maybe leg and hip problems here, so doing that now. And I see somebody wanted an elephant worked on, so we're working on the elephant's feet. And And we're also working with you to take away some of your trauma that you're having, you know, if you have a pet or animal that has a situation. So we're going to take the trauma out of you for what you've seen or experienced. Okay. And there's some birds up there, little birds and big birds like parakeets and different things like that, and larger ones. I see a vulture. And here we go. And I do see two eagles that somebody wanted to have worked with. Okay, there's a lot more, but that's I see a sheep. But anyway, there's a lot of different things up there right now. I didn't mention your particular one. Don't worry, it's being worked on. Okay, so we'll come back now from the light ship, and we'll leave the pets and animals up there until the end of the program here. They'll automatically come back when we sign off here. So we're bringing everybody down. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We're here now. And I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy. So,
all okay.
Yours.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Ron, I feel very peaceful right now. And in case you just tuned in, Ron took us and our animals in mind to the light ship for physical healing. He just cleared trauma for us also for what we might have seen or experienced in trying to help our animals, our pets, deal with their pain. So if this affected any of your pets, please do write into Ron and send his photo. Your photos. He'd like to see the pets that he brings to the light ship and that whose names you call out when you check in to the physical intensives. And if anyone owns that goose, let us know how it's doing. Okay, so last Wednesday on that show, Ron, you and Michelle, I think, talked about taking animal spirits and healing them when you see them dying. And someone wrote in on that day, I think right as the show was ending, that they wanted to thank you for that healing of taking the animal spirit from being dead on the road. They see that a lot, too. And they had a big yawn after they say your name and then say the animal's name. So when they call out your name, they need to call out the location, too, for you to come and take the animal spirit?
Now that's a good question, but no, I'll connect instantly. So it doesn't matter where you are, just by doing that, I'll be there to assist.
Oh, that's great. Okay, so back to the inbox, and there was a submission from another pet lover who wanted you to meet her cat, Buddy. My cat, Buddy, listens to Creation Lightship Healings almost every day and goes on to the lightship during the intensives and on Saturday shows since 2011. He has changed so much to become a sweeter cat and loving companion to me, where before he was on the defense and chased other cats. I believe the entity clearing helped him relax, and the emotional clearing allowed him to be confident and less territorial. Now he spends his days gazing at birds rather than trying to catch them. I know I would not enjoy him as much without the healings that you made possible for animals. And then there's a picture of Buddy sitting on top of a washing machine because it was a hot day. He's a fluffy black cat. I'll send this to you, Ron.
Oh, great. Oh, sweet.
Okay, so now we'll go over to some other topics. Seems like there's some questions about the spirit barcode removal and how to use them. And before I read these to you, Ron, I do want to mention to listeners that there's an in-depth, detailed discussion on how to use the spirit barcode removal and the death barcode removal for things that Ron has offered lately for those death barcodes and with cars and ourselves and our homes. They're on the August 7th archive. And there's a few other archives in August where Ron goes into a lot of detail on how to use these barcode clearings. So anyway, I just thought I'd mention that because it came up again, and some people are just now getting into it, tapping into it now. So here's the question for you, Ron. Is there a difference between the spirit barcode removal and a spirit death barcode removal?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I had that last night. I couldn't answer that. Okay, the spirit barcode is what the aliens put on your spirit when you incarnate here. So the death barcode is for your body. So remember, you're coming down, we'll say, the birth canal there, and you pop out. And this could be done before this, but just to make it more visual for you. So all of a sudden, your body gets a barcode put on it. Zap. And that barcode is how they track you and how they can bring in different events into your life on their particular, you know, holographic reality movie sets that they put you into. So that's just stamp on you. Now, naturally, they don't want your spirit to go somewhere else, so they also put a death barcode that will say on your spirit, which we call the spirit barcode. But I don't use the word death on that one. So you have a body barcode, and you have a spirit barcode. Now, when you do the clearings, there's always the last part. You on a death barcode, you do your body, and then you get rid of the emotions that you're dealing with. That could be, engaged if you're, you know, really sensitive and you know that you would have died at that event that you're clearing. And then you do a spirit integration with you. So what was the question again about the other spirit clearing?
And the difference between that and the death barcode removal.
Yeah, the death is for your body. They're not really going to kill your spirit. They could try to injure it.
Okay, this person has completed the death barcode removal, all three sections, plus the mind of the body barcodes. So,
Very good. The mind
like
of the body
is
really good, yeah. If we can get some testimonials from people on how much better they feel by doing the mind of the body one, I know that a lot of people talked about it, you know, a while back. If you could just resend that to us, that'd be great, because that was really big, having that that clearing that people are doing.
Yes, and a lot of those were in the August, September archives, too. If you happen to be listening to those, you'll try to catch those there as well. Okay, Ron answered that question, and now another one about that. Someone wants to know that on the clearing, the mind of the body, on the death barcode, should they clear the barcode removal, that part, and then immediately do the emotional trauma release for each occurrence?
It's possible you can, but normally on the mind of the body, it's not going to typically have emotions attached to it, and it won't have a spirit because it's part of you, part of your body. Okay, so, but you could do it if you wanted to. Normally, I have people do the clearing on the mind of the body, you know, just do the emotional one time at the very end and the spirit one time at the end. I would like to know if anybody has done it, if they feel different by just doing the whole process, you know, like we normally would do with the death barcode one. So if you are or have done it and you felt a little better by doing the additional emotional and spirit at the end of each one, I'd like to know if that has helped you at all. But normally, it shouldn't have much effect. You know, I don't think it'd have more than 10%. But from there, you know, it might be something that we need to know about, because you may want to go in and redo, you know, a little bit of that yourself if other people say they benefited from that. So, back to you.
Okay, so this person did the emotional, they did the barcode time removal, and then the spirit integration for all their occurrences.
Yeah, that sounds good.
That's good? Okay. Okay, so I think this is kind of coming up now again, Ron, because I don't know, maybe it's just me, but if some of us had quite a few mind of the body barcodes to clear, when you first gave us the number a month and a half ago.
Some people are pretty high in numbers. I think one person had like, I don't know if it's 157 or 257.
Yeah.
Typically, most people, may have maybe, I'd say between probably 15 to 50, okay? And so that's pretty common. If you had more than that, then you're getting out there, you know. And so I'd say 80% of the people, you know, had under 50, we'll say. And the other 20% could go all different directions, you know. So back to you.
So, right. So that way, you know, that's exactly what I was leading to. If a person can't do, have three windows open to run three at a time for, you know, 2-3 hours and, you know, knock off about 15 barcodes, 10 barcodes a day, if you can't do that, and when you don't have to do that, but then if you can't do it, then by now you're probably just winding it down to finishing or still have some to go. So that's probably why this came up again, because, it took a little work to do this on those of us who had the higher numbers. It took a little time.
If you do have high numbers, that's, in a sense, good, because you're going to be in really good shape when you clear all those things, you know, because each one of those will kind of prevent your mind, your body, your internal healer mechanism, we'll call it, you know, your little mad scientist doctor with a white lab coat on who's trying to ward off all these problems that are happening to the body. It's his responsibility to heal the body. And so each time you get one of these things put on it, its hands are tied. So if you had over 100 of these things, then, man, you're probably in, you know, I won't say that you're in bad shape physically. You could be. When you get it cleared off, then you should feel a heck of a lot better. And I would assume that maybe some of your maybe chronic symptoms of something will start to decline as this your healer gets put back online again. So that clearing is so important to do. So if you're just listening, you first need to purchase the death barcode clearing. Okay, and then. I think it has an unlimited version to that, I believe, and then you get that one. And then from there, you can start doing all the other clearings, like on your car if you wish to, or on your house, on your mind or your body. These all have energies on it. So each time, maybe you get a fender bender on your car or a close call, that's because your car had a barcode on it. And it could be from the previous owner or owners. Because the car can't get rid of it. It's still there, and it, the law of attraction, with the dark side energy there, cause and effect, will bring stuff to the car, and it may not even be your fault. So you get into a car accident. But anyway, that's what you do to get onto these if you're just a newbie listener. And so you're able to take that original clearing that I put up and get a lot more mileage out of it. Because you can do all these other clearings, added onto it just by entering it onto that after your name. So, and then you also get your, you want to do your stress death barcode after you do the physical one for the body. And then you may want to also do after that, what you'd want to type in would be your depression death barcode. So you actually get three clearings that you can do, plus all the newer ones that we're bringing out that you can put in there. Like for your car and your house, maybe something else there. But those are the ones that people normally do, plus, the mind of the body. So back to you, Kathy.
So to capitalize, you said purchase the mind of the body, then you can run in purchase the death barcode. Then you can run the mind of the body, the number that you've determined that they have, all the barcodes. than the number that you've determined they have for barcodes on their car or their home. And then they can run, use the death barcode to run depression on it as well.
Yes, that's correct. So you need to, the stress and the depression are the same amount of barcodes that I would tell you how many you have. So like if you wrote me an email and you want to know what they are, just tell me what, you know, you want to know the death barcode, the mind of the body, depression, but the depression and stress are the same number as the original death barcode, and the other ones are separate. So what people send me, which is what I need, is maybe your car make and model. Some people give me the license number. That's fine, too. And then, I also need to type of car that it is. And then I also need information on your house with the address so I can tune into that. Otherwise, some people might be resonating more to a past house that they lived in, and it may not be the same thing. So I need to know the information to help you out. And just, you know, send me an email. Right now, maybe a little more difficult to answer emails due to the Excel that's coming up here. I'm preparing for that now. But if I can, I'll send it out to you. But just keep it very simple, and I'll get back with you and tell you what you have and just get on there and start clearing them. So back to you.
And to make it simple for Ron listeners, you can just put, when you want to know how many numbers each one has, just put them in a list. 1, mind of the body. 2, depression. 3, my home, the address. 4, my car, the make and model, etc. So then all he has to do is write the number next to it.
Yep.
Instead of reading a whole big long email.
Yeah, it's just the facts. That's how I go by. Okay. Sergeant Friday, isn't that what it was? You know,
yeah, that's right.
Dragnet.
Sergeant Friday, Dragnet.
Yeah, Dragnet. Yeah, and it's Friday tonight.
Uh-huh. Here's to Sergeant Friday. Okay, so now, while we were speaking, I found an email from Wednesday. I guess they couldn't get to it. Maybe they did, and I didn't get deleted, but you can tell me, Ron. This person wants to know how to clear 2 death barcodes off their truck. I guess they want to know how to do it. Like, should they put their name and their truck name and make and model next to it in the death barcode clearing?
Yeah. That would work, yeah. So if you only have one vehicle, it would be your truck, you know, and maybe it's, we'll just say it's a good truck, I don't know, we'll just say it's a Ford F-250, 2005 or something. Just put that down, and that's all that you would need. It'll identify the truck, and you could write me, you know, the same email, what it is, and then I'll tell you how many barcodes are on it, and then you start clearing them away there. And you're going to feel your vehicle will respond to this here, and it may feel different after you do this clearing. So back to you.
So regarding the truck, should they continue when they do the clear the barcodes? Should they run an emotional clearing or stress and spirit afterwards?
Probably not. I don't think that's needed.
Okay, good.
But you might try it, but you know, I don't think it's needed at all to just get the barcode off, and that takes an hour to do then.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, that will save some time. Great. All right. So, listeners, Ron did ask if you did run the finish your mind of the body barcode removals on the death barcode removal, and you had up in the high numbers. He asked if you could either write to him about how you're feeling now, if you notice any difference than before when you started, and or if you did the emotional stress release, how many times, and did that make a difference? So also, if you already sent a testimony about this in the recent few weeks ago when we got going on this topic, would you mind resending it to clsquestions@yahoo.com so we can read it on a future show and keep this going to help people who are getting started or just finishing and need a little help with it. So, yeah, Ron,
yeah,
we
great.
Do get some good testimonies.
That's great. So let's go back to the lights of everybody, and we'll check out our animal and pets up there. So let's go up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and we're in the location where all the pets and animals are. And you can probably see your little precious thing, animal or whatever, or pet. Maybe you got a couple cats up there. And the goose is flapping its wings. It looks very good. So it seems very happy. And so we'll join you now with your pets and animals, whatever you brought up here. I'll let you settle in and just be with them for a couple of minutes here on the light shift. Maybe you might have some stories to bring back or something, or at least have that experience of being with them after their healing. So the healings are probably basically done now. I'd say 99%, maybe something else happening, maybe, but I don't see anything really being worked with right now. So I'll just give you this time just to be with them. And you might feel their energy a little different than what it was, let's say, maybe whatever it was half an hour ago or something. And I'll bring in some peace energy for everybody. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. And let's come back from the light shift now. So we're going to bring back down here and you, your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants, because they went up also. I didn't mention that, but there was plants up there. Some people brought plants up. So here we go, coming down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and we're here. So I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy.
Ron, while we were on the light ship, I just noticed an email that came in about the white goose. And so apparently one of the listeners knows about the white goose. She said, I want to thank you, Ron, for taking us with the animals on the light ship. In my case, I don't have a pet, but the white goose limping on my lawn that I wrote about 5 weeks ago was taken to the animal shelter or the vet by a neighbor, and she didn't know how it was doing until now. So she says, Ron, thanks for removing the trauma from me from that event today on this light ship trip. That's great. So that was the goose.
Yeah, great. Yep, that was it.
Yeah, there was a good connection there, and she wrote right away. Thanks so much, listener, for getting right on it and giving us, you know, making us feel good about that goose. Yeah, so, you know, it's funny how it just this kind of just came up on the pets calls day, and I guess it was much needed. The trip to the light ship, very healing. Okay, so let's go back to the inbox, Ron. Some emails that came in on Wednesday after or toward the end of the show, and someone wanted you to know because there was a lot of discussion about the fires in Southern and Northern California during the week of October 9th and continuing on. So this person says she wanted to thank you for removing entities and giving them oxygen codes. That was Wednesday night on the 18th. She says she's got an update from the Santa Rosa fire. She was an evacuee, and she did have to inhale a lot of toxic air. And then when the place she evacuated to also housed a clone, which was very uncomfortable for her. She had to find a quiet corner to do the mind-to-heart drop. The night after she was allowed to come back to her home, which was only two blocks from the devastation, she saw a blue beam shoot down from the sky over the fire area, but didn't see any ship or clouds. Interesting. She did suffer an injury, so dealing with that and other emotional stuff left over, but she's still happy to be back home. Wow. Ron, would there be any kind of a clearing? I know you just did the peace clearing, so maybe.
Yeah, let me just release some of the trauma. We'll do a trauma release for everybody here. So here we go, releasing that energy that you're thinking about right now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. So this, we have a little bit of time left over here. As I was bringing up the bringing down the your testing animals, all of a sudden I get a picture of Bigfoot, you know, Sasquatch. So we're going to take those up to the light ship. We can watch them if you want. So we'll go back up there again, and we'll do a healing on them. So here we go, going up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And, boy, there's a lot of them up there right now. And doing some energetic work on them to give them what they need. They seem very, very, very intelligent. So here we go. So clearing their energies off here.
Boy, yeah.
And there we go. That looks pretty good. And remember, we're out of time, so they can do a lot of work in, you know, in 1 minute here. So here we go, and bring them back down again. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 there. So just did a healing on the Bigfoot energies here. So back to you.
Bigfoot, It's amazing the kind of critters show up to you, Ron.
Yeah, you get all kinds, you know.
I think this is the first time I've ever heard you mention a Bigfoot.
Yeah, I think it is the first one, yeah.
I don't know what it is, but okay. Got a Bigfoot. Wow. All right, so one testimony, Ron, and then I wanted to make some announcements about your upcoming New Life Expo. Okay, here is the testimony. It's regarding the underground military clearing. This person is running both the underground military clearing and alien abduction clearing, alongside with the dark side mind control transmissions, whole life clearing. Before doing this, everything was very stressful, chaotic, and miserable to a degree that is hard to describe. It has been a week, and things have been changing. I can tell everything is starting to move in a new direction. I feel like I can talk with the light beings and begin to understand the significance of certain events and timelines. It feels like the light beings are wonderful, caring, powerful allies that help you to master my circumstances and move on. My dog and I thank you. Oh, that's nice.
Yep, very good. I'm thinking I might want to do one of these shows, probably not in the next week. I don't know, maybe we can do something in December where we can people can bring in and request maybe a healing for certain, I guess, just certain things, I guess, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure I'll get inundated with stuff, but, you know, I'm thinking right now the... like the North American Indians may need to have some type of clearing, and maybe you're a listener right now, and you are that, and you're a certain tribe. And so, you know, you may want to have your particular, I guess, tribe, hope I'm politically correct on this here, you know, having a healing. Like, you know, I'm seeing the Navajos, and I'm seeing the Sioux right now, and the Blackfeet. So they all want to have some type of clearing that we could do, but I just can't do it right now. But we'll put it on the burner here, and we'll do that probably in December. And so if you have your own particular situation, maybe, you know, you're older and maybe your parents were in World War II from Europe there, we'll say, and... or, you know, in Japan or whatever, and maybe there's something going on that you have pictures of, you know, of devastation, and they were involved in it. We can clear that, too. So maybe we can figure out something where we can, you know, just have people just send in a brief thing, you know, maybe like World War II, atrocity and so-and-so town in Poland or something like that. Maybe you might know the date, and I'll be very happy to put some energy in there, because remember, the past does still linger until you get rid of it. So we'll do some special healings for that. So we could do maybe one night of that for people if you wanted to start sending stuff in. But, you know, I wouldn't send it in quite yet. I don't want the host, co-host to be inundated with stuff. Maybe we can mention it maybe the first part of December, and we can pick one of those nights to do that. And you might even indicate what night you'd like to have it on there. Maybe some people only listen like on tonight's show or something, or, you know, that's all they can do. But anyway, we'll plan it out and just say what show, what night would be best for you and what you would like to have cleared, and we'll kind of tally them up here, and I'll do a clearing for these special things that is personal to you. So back to you, Kathy. Oh, I wanted to say, too, if you wanted to go into the light chamber, you know, with the picture, it's $100, so send me that, you know, this weekend here, and just give a donation, and then send the donation over, and I need the picture of you, you know, and I'll put that, print it out, and put it in the chamber when we go back to New York. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, so you said this weekend, so that means no later than the 22nd.
Monday. Typically Sunday would be good, but I could probably do something on Monday. But ideally, it's you know, Sunday would be best before, you know, the weekend's over.
Okay, and then Sunday's the 22nd, and we have one more 7-hour physical intensive. Just to remind everybody that day. We have another show tomorrow, Saturday. So any emails that came in during the show while we were speaking, we'll get to tomorrow. Thanks for sending those. And, Ron, it's a minute after. Maybe I have time to announce some of your topics that are going to be at the New Life Expo.
Sure, go ahead,
course,
yes.
Sure. People can look it up, too, under program for newlifeexpo.com. Ron's going to be presenting two lectures, Friday and Saturday, in the evening, and they're called Understanding the Alien Presence on Earth. The second lecture is Alien Technology, Abductions, Implants, Cloning, and Timelines. Then on Saturday at noon, he's got a workshop, which is called Understanding Alien Manipulation of Humans, and he's sharing the platform with Dr. Nathan Rosenblum. On Sunday at 1 p.m., he is going to have another workshop, his last workshop, and he's going to be presenting a topic about skillfully navigating the holographic timeline matrix, and he'll be have a co-speaker, Halcyon Isaac. So that should be very enlightening, and if people want to bring their computers, Ron, and do timeline crashing and get and help with timeline crashing, can they do that on Sunday?
Yeah, they could, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, great. They can get probably some good advice. All right. That's what Ron's going to be doing. You can go to newlifeexpo.com. He'll be there the 27th, 28th, and 29th of October.
And also have a computer. Yeah, I'll have a computer set up. If you come there and you want to do a clearing, we can set you right up, and you can do a clearing on a laptop if you wish. So a lot of people like doing that because they want to get it over with, and they have some free time, and you know, the clearings don't take that long, maybe half an hour, and so you could do it right there at the booth if you wish, and we can instruct you how to do that. Some people are kind of maybe a little intimidated by the computer. So anyway, we'll have a lot of people who can give you assistance. So I guess we'll do the Mind of Heart Drop, everybody. And this Sunday we have our 7-hour conference call, getting rid of the alien parasitic life forms that live inside of you, that steal your spirit and part of your body parts, etc. But anyway, let's do the Mind of Heart Drop. Here we go. So you have to command your spirit out loud. So you say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. And if you've been doing it for a while, a couple of weeks, you can just do 3, 2, 1. But for a newbie, you want to do it the long way, so you open up that energy channel and you can actually feel the thoughts coming down, moving down through from your head to your heart. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 1098-765-4321. Okay, everybody. Blessings. Thank you. And have a wonderful evening. Bye, everyone. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And naturally, thank all you listeners. Bye, everyone.